Namaste, my dears. Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. I'm Kelly Connor, your host and humble teacher of this podcast. Today's class features a full-length yoga class. It's a level 2, very heart-warming, heart-opening, and hopefully inspiring for your practice. If you have any questions about the practice or have any suggestions for this podcast or just want to get in touch, you can email me at sunroseyoga@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste. Good, so we'll just begin today by making our way to child's pose, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. You can stretch the arms out in front of you on the floor or keep them close in by your sides, maybe the fingertips grazing the feet if you like. We'll just begin here to slow down the body, to slow down the breath, and to slow down the mind. Begin to notice the evenness of the breath as it moves into the body, around the body, and out of the body. Maybe begin to rock the hips from side to side, just opening up the low back, opening up those hips, just gently. And then we'll begin to walk the fingertips forward onto the mat, just as far forward as they'll go, feeling a beautiful stretch through the upper back, through the ribs. So feel the side body lengthening. Good. Becoming as long as possible from your sacrum, from your low back, all the way up to those fingertips. Now as you breathe in, spread the fingertips wide and make your way to table pose, Chakravakasana, hands and knees. Elbows and wrists are right below the shoulders. And as you breathe out, jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Good, we'll just breathe and stretch here. Maybe wiggle the hips from side to side, feeling a lengthening through the intercostal muscles, those muscles between the ribs, feeling a lengthening through the back of the neck as you tuck the chin to shift the gaze toward the heart center or between the feet. Our gaze is so important through this practice. It allows us to settle the mind. Oftentimes, if you're practicing at home and you're in a room of the house that could use a little attention, sometimes if the gaze moves or shifts from spots in the room where you think you might need to do work, you may notice your attention leave your practice. So it is important to cultivate a steady and uniform gaze throughout our practice to keep the mind steady as well. Let's gently bring the feet together. And as you breathe in, sweep the right leg all the way up toward the sky. Really lengthen all the way out through the toes. Then bend the right knee and peel open that right hip. Just peeling it back, lift. Let's spread the toes, really peel those toes apart, peel the hip back. Lengthen from seat to crown. Just everywhere, feel the body expanding with the breath as you breathe in and really commit to folding open, to expanding where your body is with each breath out. Good. Shift the hips back toward the floor. And as you breathe out, release that right foot down to earth. And as you breathe in, sweep the left leg all the way up toward the sky. Again, lengthening, lifting, expanding. Bend the knee. Pull that left hip back. Shift the gaze underneath the left armpit. keeping pretty stable through the shoulders, pretty even through the shoulders.
Shifting any parts of the body that might need to be moved or readjusted. Now as you inhale, shift the hips to square toward the floor. And as you breathe out, step the left foot all the way forward between the hands. Nice, beautiful, long lunge. Shift the gaze forward. Good, nice long breath here. And as you breathe out, step the right foot forward to meet the left, standing forward fold. Now as you breathe in, let's come up halfway. Bring the hands to the shins. Lengthen from seat to crown. Lengthen from the sacrum all the way out beyond the crown of the head. Feel the back of the neck lengthen as you tuck the chin. We're gazing down at the floor. Good. And as you exhale, fold forward, surrendering the crown of the head toward the earth. Inhale, let's lift up halfway again. Feel the space between the vertebrae. And as you breathe out, fold forward. Crown of the head making its way down toward the earth. One more inhale up halfway. This time maybe lift the shoulders up by the ears and then roll them back. Just feel the space increase between the tops of the shoulders and those earlobes. And as you exhale, fold forward. Now as you breathe in, root down through the feet, maybe bend the knees and use the legs to bring the upper body all the way up with a nice flat back, sweeping the arms out to the sides and up overhead. And as you exhale, bring the hands to the heart center. In this moment, as you connect to the earth, feel yourself connecting to all beings. Allow yourself to fill with gratitude for this time that we have together. And as you breathe out, bow your head to your heart of hearts and commit this gratitude to your practice. As you breathe in, circle, sweep the arms around and up, gazing up, pressing the pinky side of the hand up, and as you exhale, dive forward with strong legs. As you inhale, come up halfway. Again, lengthen, lengthen, lengthen. And as you exhale, fold forward. Inhale, step or jump to plank, top of a push-up, and we'll take in a few breaths here. Let the gaze shift out on the floor so the neck is lengthening here. We're softening through the back of the heart. The weight is being supported by the arms, the arm bones. So keep the neck relaxed. Keep the upper back relaxed. Keep the back of the heart center softening. Now as we lower down knees, belly and chest to the earth, shift the gaze forward. As you breathe in, pull up into a nice baby cobra, elbows nice and bent, just gentle. And as you exhale, shift back to downward facing dog. We'll breathe in, lengthening the spine. Breathe out, drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. Breathe in, lengthen. Breathe out, press the inner thighs to the back of the room. Just press them back. Breathe in, feel the space between each vertebrae. Breathe out, feel the ankles soften. Feel the heels soften toward the earth. As you breathe in, again, lengthen. Feel the space between the tops of the shoulders and the earlobes. And as you breathe out, feel the shoulder blades draw down the back toward the hips. One more breath and lengthen. As you breathe out, bend the knees, shift the gaze forward and step or jump forward. As you inhale, come up halfway, lengthening. And as you exhale, surrender, pulling the crown of the head toward earth. As you breathe in, root down through the feet, rise up, sweeping up. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale up halfway. And as you exhale, fold. Inhale, step or jump to plank, top of a push-up. Exhale, lower down. Either the knees, belly, chest, or to Chaturanga Dandasana, making sure that the shoulders are always above the elbows. Inhale to your upward facing dog, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana, or Cobra. Exhale to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Good, lengthen. So breathe in, expanding, and as you breathe out, commit. Surrender to this posture, surrender to this moment, surrender to that gratitude you felt as you stood at the top of your mats, grateful for this moment, grateful for all beings, grateful for this opportunity through this practice to connect to all beings. Good. Let's inhale and come back to plank, top of a push-up. Exhale, lower down. Good. Strong through the core. Inhale to upward facing dog and exhale, downward facing dog. As you breathe in, step the right foot forward. Drop the left heel. Coming into Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Heart rises up. Arms sweep out and up overhead. Relax the shoulders. Draw the shoulder blades down the back. Really sinking into that front leg, that right leg. Almost working towards parallel with the earth, but moving the left hip forward, moving the right hip back, spiraling the heart up, and exhale, surrender to this posture, become this posture. Beautiful. Breathing in, lengthen, lift through the heart. Breathing out, sinking into the hips, sinking into the outer edge of the left foot, heart rising up. Sinking into the hips, draw the hands together, and as you breathe in, shift the gaze up toward the thumb, taking a nice little back bend here. Feel freedom in the low back. Feel freedom through this connection to the breath, this connection to all. Inhale, release the hands to the earth, step to plank. Exhale, lower down to Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale to upward facing dog. Heart is just spiraling forward. Exhale, downward facing dog. Now as you inhale, set the left foot forward. Virabhadrasana 1, second side. We know where we're going. This sometimes makes things a little bit easier. So our heart is rising up. We sink into the hips. We press out into the outer edge of the right foot as the heart spirals up, as the right hip spirals forward, left hip draws back. Back leg is straight and strong. Inner thighs are firing. That energy moving into the heart center, that breath moving into the heart. And as you breathe out, give that back. Give that back to the universe. Now draw the hands together. Shift the gaze up toward the thumb as you take a nice gentle back bend here. Freedom as you lift through the low back. Good, let's inhale, release the hands to the earth. Plank, exhale, lower down. Inhale to upward facing dog. Remembering to keep those poses separate. Exhale to downward facing dog. Now a little bit quicker. Inhale, step the right foot forward. Virabhadrasana 1, gaze up, exhale, sink into the hips. Inhale, release to plank, top of a push-up. Exhale, lower down, strong, lengthen. Inhale, up, heart, firing forward. Exhale, downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Inhale, step the left foot forward, Virabhadrasana 1. And as you exhale, sink in. Inhale, release down to earth. Exhale, lower knees, belly, chest down to the floor. As you inhale, pull up to Bhujangasana. Nice cobra, pulling up. Pull the hands toward the belly toward the hands as you lift up through the heart. As you breathe out, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the right foot forward. Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Lift up through the heart center. As you breathe out, really press into the outer edge of that left foot. Breathe in, rise up. As you breathe out, draw the hands into the heart center. Open the hips up, coming into Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. We're steady and strong here as the body lengthens from fingertip to fingertip. So our wingspan is expanding. We are growing beyond the bounds that we previously constructed for this body, for this self, you're expanding. Good. Now as you breathe in, drop the left hand back, coming into reverse warrior. Right hand extends up. Let the palm shift to the back of the room. Really still dig in to that right leg. Dig in. Nice deep lunge there. Feel it through that leg. Embrace that feeling. Embrace the heat that you're creating. Again, really lengthen as you breathe in. But as you breathe out, feel the shoulders drop away from the ears. Good, one more breath here. And as you breathe out, make your way back to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. So right knee is bent. We're working towards parallel to the earth. Reach around to the low back with both hands. Clasp them just behind the tush, just behind the sacrum. As you breathe in, arch the back, lift up. Lift up through the hands. Arms are straight and strong. And as you exhale, begin to hinge forward, dropping the head sort of on the inside edge of the right knee. So good. Lengthen, 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 lengthen. Back of the neck is long. We tuck the chin ever so slightly. Back leg still straight and strong, pressing into the outer edge of that left foot. In these moments where our body is feeling a little tense, our body is feeling all of these just beautiful explosions in the body, sometimes the thoughts come back to the breath, or excuse me, sometimes the thoughts creep into the mind, maybe tell us things about our bodies, or tell us things about the way we are, or our practice, or when we should do more, or do less, or how we are feeling, and that is completely normal. That is what the mind does. Just allow the thoughts, however, to trickle back to the breath. Just that beautiful, graceful inhalation, expansive inhalation. And beautiful, surrendering exhalation. As you inhale, release the hands to the earth. Step to plank, top of a push-up. As you exhale, lower down. Inhale to upward facing dog. Good. Heart just shining. And as you exhale, good. Downward facing dog. Now, downward facing dog is going to feel like a real treat here, isn't it? Good, as you breathe in, step the left foot forward between the hands, drop the right heel, Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Good, now square those hips forward. Heart rises up. Good. Now the right side of the body is spiraling forward to the front of the mat, and the left side is drawing back. So we're twisting to square ourselves toward the front of the mat. Good, now let's inhale, bring the hands to the heart. And as you exhale, expand, float out into Virabhadrasana 2. That right hip really pulls back, almost as though someone were pulling that. Good, yeah. And then just pull that hip back, just opening up like a book. Taking a gaze down at the left toe, the left big toe, making sure you can still see it on the inside edge of that knee. Good, wonderful. Release the right arm back to the right thigh and extend the left arm up. Spiral the left hand to the back of the room, but still dig in to the left leg. Feel that in the quadriceps. If you're feeling a little bit of exhaustion in the legs or a little bit of tightness anywhere, embrace that. In these moments, I do this a lot, where if there's something difficult happening, or if in my practice, my physical practice, or when I'm out in the world and I encounter some sort of difficulty, as soon as I have that awareness of the situation, and I just love saying to myself or thinking, my God, this is what a human experience I'm having right now. This is uniquely human. Where I'm having this tightness in my body from sitting at my computer all day and hunching over and typing or whatever, or sleeping funny, or, you know, dealing with traffic, or, you know, some car almost runs over me when I'm walking my dog or something. In that moment, if you can just catch what's happening, oh good, let's exhale back to Virabhadrasana 2. Sorry. And release the hands behind the low back. Just catch yourself. Inhale, arch and lift up. And as you exhale, hinge forward. Good. Head drops to the inside edge of the left knee. So like I was saying, just catching yourself in those moments and acknowledging almost how precious it is to be a human and to have that experience. However difficult it may seem in the moment, or however annoying or sad, it's still an experience. And if you can find that awareness and come to that awareness, it's just a beautiful place. Good, let's inhale, come to plank, top of a push-up. And this time let's come into side plank on the right side. So we'll spin to the outside edge of the right foot, keep the right hand on the earth, bring the left hand to the left hip, and shift the gaze up toward the sky. If this feels okay, you can extend that left arm and gaze up at that thumb. To modify, you can kick that left leg up and over, press it into the earth, and just press down, lift up. You'll feel just a beautiful stretch through the inner thighs. Good. Now really lift up through the heart center. Let's make our way back to plank, top of a push-up. This time lower knees, belly and chest down. We'll inhale to nice cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale to plank. Spin onto the outside edge of the left foot. Come onto the left hand. Make your way. Good, 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 good. Lift, 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 lift. To Vashistasana. Or side plank. Feel as though someone were pulling you up by your hand, just lifting the hips up, lifting the shoulders up, lifting you up. And that hand that's on the floor, that left hand, you're pushing yourself away from the floor. It's not like, oh, I'm just a sack of bones here. I'm barely keeping it together, barely holding myself up. No, this is victorious. We're pressing ourselves away from the earth. We're distancing ourselves from that bag of bones feeling. Good. Let's come back to regular plank. And as you exhale, lower knees, belly, chest to the earth. This time come all the way down, reach around with the hands to the low back, and then bend the knees, bend the legs at the knees, and reach around and grab onto the tops of the feet or to the ankles. Good. Now as we breathe in, we press down into the pelvis, and we lift up through the heart center, we lift up through the legs, and we pull the feet, and we kick back with the feet. So there's this beautiful opposing movement happening here in Dhanurasana, the bow pose, as our throats are open, our hearts are open. Shift the gaze to that space between the eyes. Breathing the spine. Just up the spine as you breathe in and as you breathe out, surrendering to this moment, staying with this moment. Good. And as you breathe out, release all the way down to the earth. We'll rest the cheek, one cheek on the top of the hands. Stack them in front of the face and just relax through the low back, through the mid back, through the upper back, through the neck and the face. Good. Let's gently roll over onto the back. Now pressing the palms of the hands into the earth. As you breathe in, hoist the hips up, hoist the legs up, kicking the feet behind the head. And then placing the hands to the small of the back. Gently kicking, good, legs up one at a time into Sarvangasana, or shoulder stand. Careful not to move the neck once you are in this position. Good, we're working towards bringing the ankles right over top of the hips, hips right over top of the shoulders. Let the awareness come into the throat. Come into the energy center there at the throat, the Vasuddha chakra. In this moment, as we're upside down, Just gently become aware of the breath moving through the body, permeating every single one of our cells, every single tissue, all of our organs, all of the systems in our body. And allowing yourself to feel that connectedness within the body, all of these tiny parts becoming parts of bigger things, becoming parts of what turns out to be your entire body, and then imagining, if you will, how that holds true for your body, for this thing that you are. How you are just one tiny cell connected and necessary for a whole universe of life to occur and to thrive. Gently let the feet drop back behind the head, coming into Halasana, plow pose. You can either keep the hands at the small of the back or interlace the fingers and extend the arms straight out behind you. And now in Halasana, ideally the hips stay right over top of the shoulders and we keep the spine straight. So if that means that the feet don't make it all the way to the floor, that's okay. Our aim is to have a supple, long spine. Not necessarily to force our body into a place where it's not yet ready to be. Because right where we are is right where we need to be to learn all of these wonderful lessons that the breath and the body can teach us. Now, if the hands are clasped, gently unclasp them or release them from the low back. Placing the palms down on the earth. Now just gently using the strength of the belly, let's begin to roll down one vertebrae at a time. Into the small of the back is released to the earth. And the legs are perpendicular to the floor. Now begin to release the legs all the way down slowly. Maybe pressing the heels together, using the abdominal muscles. Wonderful. Taking a full breath here. And let it all out. Now gently press the elbows into the earth and come to rest on the elbows so that you can give a clear shot of your toes. Almost like if you're at the beach and someone was talking to you and you just sat up on your elbows, but you're still mostly lying down. Now let the heart rise up. And as you breathe out, let the head drop back, coming into Matsyasana or fish pose. Again, we're just feeling an incredible opening from the heart center through the throat all the way through the third eye. Through the crown of the head. These upper energy centers, their channels are just open and flowing. And any tension that might have collected in the body since your last practice is just being released, just being rinsed out. Now gently move the elbows out to the sides. And release all the way down to the earth, maybe tucking the chin a little bit so that your head, you don't come down onto the top of the head. Let's draw the knees into the chest and maybe rock from side to side. Noticing the body connect to the earth. Noticing any places where the body might still feel any tension. Now extending the legs up so that they're perpendicular to the floor and the spine is still flat on the earth. Let's take a nice wide stance with the legs. So we're coming into a version of Upavishta Konasana. With our backs on the earth. Good, so take a nice wide spread seat. Maybe bring the hands to the inside of the legs, holding on to them either just behind the knees or at the inner thighs. And again, feel the spine lengthen as you breathe in, and maybe draw the legs just a little bit closer in toward the body as you breathe out. Good, now let's bend the knees and maybe grab onto the great toe with the index and middle finger, or if you like better, grab onto the instep with the hand, coming into a lovely version of happy baby. Drawing the small of the back down toward the floor, down toward the earth, so the spine is just growing longer and longer and longer. The hips are releasing any tension they might still be holding on to. I'll gently release the feet down to the earth, extending the legs all the way out on the floor. Let the palms face up and the legs part comfortably. Close the eyes and allow yourself to come to a place of zero effort, of zero muscle, where you feel just as you are, and that is completely supported by the earth, completely supported by all of the other little cells and tissues, organs and systems that it takes to keep this universe the magical place that it is. Begin to bring a little bit of movement back into the body. First by wiggling the fingertips and wiggling the toes. And making circles with the wrists and the ankles. Deepening the breath. Maybe sweep the arms out to the sides and up overhead, making the body just as long as possible. And then hugging the knees into the chest, just rocking gently from side to side, giving your low back a little massage. And then roll over onto your favorite side, staying all curled up, allowing yourself to just feel as you are, peaceful, content, and joyful within. Now allow your thoughts to travel to someone whom you love and appreciate very much. And maybe just send that person a little bit of your peacefulness, your contentment, your joy.
whenever you are ready. Softly and slowly begin to make your way back to a seated position, keeping your energy mostly within. Using the strength of your arms to press yourself back up. And gently bring the hands back to the heart center, to Anjali Mudra, the gesture of offering. And I thought that today we could close by silently chanting the word Om, so that the entire body is filled with Om, with that vibration of oneness. We'll take in one full cycle of breath together before we begin. Thank you all so much for sharing your practice with everyone you meet out there in the world. I wish you peace, contentment, and joy on your path. Until we meet again, and always, namaste.